Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day. Crowd of hundreds in Sudbury greets Conservative leadership hopeful Pierre Poilievre. More than 350 people gathered at the Radisson Hotel on April 23 to attend the rally of Conservative leadership hopeful Pierre Poilievre, on his first campaign stop in Sudbury. The event was the initial stop of a northern tour which will also see the candidate visit Timmins and North Bay. It was another large crowd for Poilievre, whose campaign has been drawing big crowds numbering greater than 1,000. He greeted people, smiled for photos and sold party memberships. The politician has served as Conservative MP of Nepean-Carleton, later Carleton, since 2004, and secured approximately 50% of the Ottawa electoral district's vote in last year's election. You can read the full story here. Laurentian commits to immediate actions and full cooperation in response to scathing Auditor General's report. In the wake of the Auditor General's findings, Laurentian University has stated in a release that it is committing to immediate actions and full cooperation. In a scathing preliminary report released on April 13, Ontario Auditor General Bonnie Lissick said she believes the data shows Laurentian University did not have to file for creditor protection under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA. This action was strategically planned, and Laurentian chose to take steps to file for creditor protection in the Ontario Superior Court of Justice on February 1, 2021. In our view, there were many people hired by Laurentian who were more focused on laying the track that guided the train toward the CCAA process, and less on working cooperatively and with full transparency with the Ministry of Colleges and Universities and faculty and staff labor unions, Lissick said. During an April 22 Laurentian Board of Governors meeting, Chair Jeff Bang said some of what was said in Lissick's preliminary report was not entirely correct, but didn't go into details during the meeting of what he considers inaccurate. But he added that Lou is working with Lissick as she completes her yet-to-be-released full report. You can read the full story here. Sudbury Provincial Liberal Candidate Launches Campaign, New Headquarters. Sudbury's Provincial Liberal Candidate, David Farrow, officially launched his campaign for MPP and opened the doors to his office in downtown Sudbury on April 23. Farrow, a retired Rainbow District School Board principal, is running in the June election against the Sudbury riding incumbent, NDP MPP Jamie West, Green Party representative, David Robinson, and Conservative candidate, Mark Despoti. You can read more about the event here. Applications being accepted for downtown business incubator. Entrepreneurs with a passion for growing their tech-enabled startups are encouraged to apply for various supports through Innovation Quarters, the city's downtown business incubator. Applicants can receive things such as mentorship opportunities, office space and tailored programming through the establishment of the incubator, a partnership between the City of Greater Sudbury, Northern Center for Advanced Technologies and the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce. You can read the full story here. Sudbury's post-sec schools easing COVID policies next month with changes earlier this spring to the overall public health direction with regards to COVID-19. Policies on vaccine and mask mandates also shift at local post-secondary campuses next month. Although COVID restrictions were dropped in most settings in Ontario in March, all of Ontario's colleges and universities opted to retain vaccine and masking policies until the end of the winter semester. But with the end of that semester coming up, things are changing at Sudbury's university and two colleges. A spokesperson for Cambrian College said for the spring semester, which starts the first week of May, proof of vaccination and masking will not be required as conditions of access to campus. Greater Sudbury's French Language College, College Boreal, said vaccination policies at Boreal will no longer be in effect as of May 1. Masking requirements will remain in effect at Boreal until mid-August, at which time they will be reviewed and decisions will be made in time for the fall semester. Laurentian University announced last month it intends to pause its policies on COVID-19 vaccinations and face coverings as of May 1, although it looks like the university is leaning toward extending masking into later this spring. You can find more information here. Rainbow Board presents parenting webinar on May 5. Rainbow District School Board invites parents and guardians to join a webinar on parenting for positive mental health May 5. Part of Children's Mental Health Week in Rainbow Schools, the webinar will be presented by Amanda Lamb, director of the Center for Family Initiatives at the Pine River Institute. With a focus on attunement, connection and setting limits, the webinar will help parents, guardians understand their children's behaviors and development in order to respond with intention and promote mental wellness and growth. Participants will gain an understanding of their parenting style and the challenges parents, guardians face when children push back. You can read more about the webinar here. Steps for Life event raises awareness of workplace injuries and death. Steps for Life, Walking for Families of Workplace Tragedy, an annual event for awareness of workplace safety, is happening in Sudbury in the first week of May. The organizers for the event are inviting friends and supporters to get involved, get registered and spread the word. Participants can pre-register online at the Steps for Life Sudbury website, and already several local teams have signed up. The event itself is happening on May 7th with sign-up at Workplace Safety North, at 235 Cedar Street, close to downtown Sudbury. You can find all the details here. Clouds for Monday with a high of 9. Monday morning arrives with increasing cloudiness and fog patches early in the morning, turning to a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon. The wind will be coming from the southwest at 20 km per hour with a temperature steady near 9. The UV index is 4 or moderate. Monday evening will be mainly cloudy with that 40% chance of showers continuing into the evening and after midnight. Wind southwest 20 km per hour gusting to 40, becoming light in the evening. Wind becoming west 20 late in the evening with a low of 0. For current weather conditions, short-term and long-term forecasts, visit sudbury.com's weather page at www.sudbury.com/weather. Sudbury.com is looking for photos of the latest weather conditions in Greater Sudbury. If something catches your eye with the day's weather, snap a picture and send it over to editor@sudbury.com to be featured on our site.